This is TA calling in from Never Space Camp at approximately. So we're leaders for folks who do the media thing, and we've had a hard on nature. Great to catch up and to let our bodies catch up. And Walter Harding asked me about what it was like to breathe up here in our unacclimatized state. Basically, if you imagine that you get up from a chair and forget you're at altitude and sort of go up a flight of stairs, within a few steps you're breathless like you'd run 100. So it can sometimes too also feel like breathing through a straw. And it's incredibly humbling if you forget to just keep going nice and slow. You get feedback really quick that makes you go pretty slow, but it's definitely been better than yesterday. Headache off and on last night and the early part of today. One's coming on now, so it'll be time to start drinking again. And I only cough if I talk too much, so I probably shouldn't keep talking, but I'm going to keep talking. I want to do a shout-out and a hello to Erica and Lacey Murphy. Their shout-out was sponsored by Karen Lacey at my send-off, and if all goes well, I'll be talking to their school, St. Matthew's School, in about an hour. So we'll see how that goes. I wanted to have a shout-out to Eddie Howlett, and he sent me with his card from Mears Marble Works to take a picture of base camp, so I happily did that today and managed to get it out. Just so folks know, the wireless here at Everspace Camp is miraculous, but a little bit sketchy. We have to climb sort of steep ice blocks to get to where we maybe get a bit of coverage, so I probably won't be able to send out quite as many pictures as I've been able to. Thanks to Heather Courage for the text into my sat phone and for the quote that went something like, climbing takes more head than heel. And indeed, it's a huge mental game. I saw Alan Arnett today. Folks may have heard of him. He was saying a lot of teams have already lost team members. It's a pretty intimidating place here, camps beside and looking at the icefall every day and hearing avalanches and rockfall and all kinds of things. So it takes quite a bit of commitment to stay on track. Also wanted to let Heather know and her students, because they like to follow these things, that we have Pringles here at base camp, and that's great. Had my first shower since Kathmandu, and that felt fabulous. The kitchen staff heat up water for us and put it into kind of a classic solar shower bag and maybe a little shower tent. You know, I definitely want to take your shower early enough in the day so that it's not too chilly. And want to say hello to Carmelina, who did the Great Himalayan Trail with me. I met another Canadian climber named Grace, who knew Carm, so it was kind of fun playing Small World. And I wanted to send my regards to Floyd. And I wanted to also thank the Newfoundland and Labrador Credit Union for their support of me being here, climbing Everest. And I want to thank all of you for following along and sending encouragement. Again, with the wireless situation, I may not be able to be as communicative as I was in the trek-in, but we will be going down valley between rotations, so I'll try to catch up then. So it's going well. We're on track. We're getting acclimatized. We're getting our stuff together, and tomorrow we're off on acclimatization hike. Thanks, and have a great day. Bye.